Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This week's program is the first of a series of Canadian portraits I plan on bringing to you from time to time over the coming months. Violet Archer is the subject of this first portrait. Born in Montreal, Quebec in 1913, she lived most of her mature life in Edmonton, Alberta, and died in Ottawa, Ontario in 2000. She studied with Béla Bartók in 1942 in New York, and for 2 years with Paul Hindemith at Yale, as well as with Arnold Schoenberg in the 1960s. Her own teaching career was extensive and influential to a generation of Canadian and American students. She wrote more than 280 compositions, ranging from solo flute to electronic music, and especially chamber music, choral music, and songs. I'm going to let others do most of the talking about Violet Archer, and especially let her talk about herself in excerpts from a disc of Canadian composer portraits. The music we'll hear will be a piece for chamber orchestra, a trio, and a piece for chorus and orchestra. Violet Archer was born to a working-class Italian family. Her father was a chef. He moved the family back to Italy in 1914, but soon after, World War I broke out, so the family spent the war years in Italy.
My father worked at a restaurant called Ristorante della Scala, which means Restaurant of La Scala. And after the opera production in the evening, all the artists would go and have their big meal, you know. And so we got to see all these wonderful artists, including people like Caruso, Galicucci, Shaliapin. He used to see Verdi taking an afternoon walk, dressed with a tall hat, a nice warm white scarf around his neck with his cane, and looking, you know, very formal. And then he remembers about Verdi's funeral in 1901. The streets were packed with people who came to pay their respects to him. And it was a rainy day, and there were all these black umbrellas over this tight crowd of people. They were just packed tight.
Archer's early collegiate studies were at McGill University. After a while, she became dissatisfied with what she was learning there.
By then, I felt that perhaps, there were things that I needed to learn beyond what I was doing. And at that time, Bartók was supposed to come and play with the Montreal Orchestra, and I had hoped that I could then speak to Béla Bartók, some of whose piano music I had become familiar with and which I liked very much indeed. I wrote a letter and told him here I was working, teaching a lot in winter. I had a large class of pupils, I was still studying composition, and I was saving my money so I could study with someone of his stature, and would there be any chance that he would be willing to accept me? And this is the extent of my letter. Well, I didn't hear for maybe 3 months, and I was very despondent, and I thought, well, I guess, you know, there's no way that I can get to this composer. Suddenly a letter came in the mail, and he said in that letter to send them some of my music. So I chose what I felt was at that time my best, which was a set of piano pieces. And then after about maybe, about 6 weeks, I received a letter, one of the letters which I still have, in which he said that he charged as his lowest fee $10 a lesson, and could I afford it? And that's how it all started.
He lived in the Bronx in a small apartment with his wife there. And when I went there, he started to ask me questions about what I knew. He asked me if I knew Haydn symphonies, and I was quick to please him, and I said, oh, yes. And he replied this in a very slow and exact way. How fortunate you are that you know them. All my life I have studied them, and still I do not know them.
For 8 years in the 1940s, Violet Archer played percussion in a Canadian orchestra. She said this was not only great fun, but also great experience for her to be in the middle of an orchestra. Let's hear some of her orchestral music now, the second and third movements of her Sinfonietta, composed in 1968. The CBC Vancouver Chamber Orchestra is conducted by John Avison.